diamond sword, sword. You cannot afford, sword, for my diamond sword, sword.
Well, fuck it. It didn't pick it up. Welcome to the podcast. We're recording it early, so everybody's here besides Nathan. Yay! Oh, and Garrett is back after 3 weeks.
I'm sorry, I missed everybody.
All right. Well, as everybody knows, we got Tiffany.
Hola.
Michael.
Hi.
Alan.
Hi.
And Garrett.
Buenos
noches. Like two people spoke Spanish. I think. I don't know.
Because we're bilingual like that.
Oh, so you guys are badasses.
Yes.
That's right.
Oh, I see how it is. Leave me and Michael and Alan out of the thing. I see how it is.
I'm also bilingual. I just don't speak Spanish.
Speak sarcasm.
And gibberish.
You speak Egyptian?
Yeah.
Ah.
I think you said gibberish.
Oh.
And not Egyptian.
Well, I was about to
the Corey, almost everything is gibberish.
Total chaos!
Oh, for Christ's sakes.
I need to get my Bane mask and do the podcast.
I think everyone should know that Corey texts us like 20 times a day, just total chaos.
True.
Thank
half the time you don't even know what the hell he's saying. It's just random text messages like, he goes where, he goes where and... W-E-apostrophe-E-R.
I don't put apostrophe.
Yes,
yeah,
you
did that. You sent that to me once.
I did?
Yes.
Fucking autocorrect.
Let me look through my phone.
Don't blame that on autocorrect.
I promise you autocorrect, not autocorrect where to W-E-apostrophe-E-R.
It's
not even a word.
It's autocorrect on the phone, man. Autocorrect.
Speaking of, you texted me this morning that me and Michael spelled Michael wrong. Got to find something we can riot about.
What?
Now, I don't know if you meant riot or rant, but
rant.
You spelled it wrong.
I didn't spell Michael's name wrong. Did I?
You spelled it R-O-I-T.
And my phone is spelled, I spell M-I-C-H-E-L.
Yeah, it's A-E-L.
Oh, well, you know.
What?
With the I, my name looks like an L from here.
It's an I.
You Michael's
phone,
the text message, like a text on there, that like the dot on the lowercase I is so close to the rest of the letter itself that it looks like an L.
So, Alan.
Okay. Yes.
You beat Nathan, huh?
I did beat Nathan. I sent it to Tiffany last night. I'll send it to you right now.
Send it to. I gotta see this.
What happened?
All right. Just a moment.
Was it that picture?
Yeah, that's that one.
Well, you know how all of us are trying to find the most disturbing pictures?
Why wasn't I aware? Trust me, I could probably win.
I'll send you the one Nathan sent Alan for a while.
I'll win. I'll just send you a picture of Nathan.
That picture I sent you, Tiffany, was a picture that Alan sent me.
The My Little Pony?
Yeah.
Yeah, I even asked him about it. I'm like, did you send him this? He was like, oh yeah, I just sent him that. I'm like, what?
And then
it was on Monday.
And then of course, you know, Nathan sent us that, and we're like, is this a legal website?
Oh goodness.
All right, we're actually gonna do it backwards to this week.
Backwards.
Backwards.
Giggity.
Giggity. All right.
Yeah, you should start with the outro.
That's right, we
gotta
redo it all.
No, we gotta redo it all. Oh, we're supposed to be recording?
Corey?
Hit the delete button again. Oops, I forgot to save.
That was a one-time deal.
It happens like every other week.
No, it doesn't.
Poor shit.
All right, we got some mail from Twitter and the mail.
Mail time.
Yep. And I went through and I picked two questions for everybody. And a couple.
Oh, man.
And a couple of questions for us. Alan, you already know Tiffany's questions. Tiffany, you're first.
Oh, okay.
This is from @gingerbread.
Oh, God.
It says, have you ever kissed a girl?
Several times.
Huh?
Kissed a girl, she liked it.
I kissed a girl and I liked it. What, wait.
No, please.
Yeah. So you have.
I thought we'd cover this last episode, but Tiffany is bisexual.
I am.
Michael, you might be in luck.
I know, Corey. I'm going to have a threesome sometime. I know.
All right.
Corey's so jealous right now.
This one was for Tiffany. This one's going to be hard.
Oh, God.
From @blackwoman.
Oh, God.
Okay. That's.
I'm not going to laugh at it. I respect you.
If somebody paid you $200, would you go out with Nathan if you weren't dating Parker?
Hail to the dough.
I would just like to say for the record, I would. I could use an extra $200.
There's no amount of money. Well, I can't say there ain't no amount of money because there is, but I still wouldn't do it.
Now, no offense against Nathan or anything, but... sometimes he says things and he just want to punch him in the throat.
We can all vouch for that.
You what?
We can all vouch for that.
Yes. So, hail, no.
All right, Alan, you're up next.
How professional.
I know, right?
We're very professional.
Alan, this question is from Zach.
Hi, Zach.
Oh, why did I hate Zach? Whatever. He goes, if you were to have sex and with somebody, would you do it? And if they, after it happened, they said it was terrible, but during it, it was the most remarkable sex they ever had.
Wait, how was it?
Where was the question in that?
I don't know. I don't know. How is this the question?
I'm assuming it was like, would you rather it be the, like, if it was terrible, or would you want it to be, you know, the
well,
most amazing thing ever?
We obviously know what.
We would want it to be amazing.
Obviously.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
I'm confused about that statement posed as a question.
I am so confused. I'm sitting there looking at the email like,
Corey, what the hell? Don't you screen these things?
Some of them.
Go on.
All right, next question for Alan.
That doesn't count as a question. I want two more. Sorry, Zach, but it's true.
Oh, Alan!
Question mark at the end of it doesn't make it a question.
All right, okay, I'm reading this. Alan, this is from Hannah.
Hi.
Are you single?
Complicated. Next question.
Sorry, we only brought two.
All right.
Wait, I got a question for Alan. Alan, would you date Hannah?
I'm sure she's a nice lady.
But it's complicated for Alan.
But
exactly.
It's complicated.
All right.
He's got a lot of issues right now he's trying to work out.
He's a very disturbed little man.
Put her down
here,
gal.
Good issues.
Not her.
But I'll email you his number later on.
No. You be nice. Because knowing you, you'll like text our number or something.
Nah.
I had a random person text the other day.
Oh, I still have it. Get my phone. I'm just saying, get my
phone. All right, Alan.
Uh-huh.
This one is from @Justin.
Hi, Justin.
@Justin.
Justin.
I can't pronounce it. I'm just going to take a shot in the dark. Beefhaver? I don't know. It looks like Justin Bieber for me, but whatever.
Oh, God.
You don't need to insult them.
I'm no. Alan, why are you so quiet on the podcast?
Last week.
Oh. You know, I need to make an archive of the questions that have been made, asked.
You need to pick the questions before we do this, is what you need.
I do pick them!
Pick better, dumbass.
You need to actually read them and then realize that we did already.
Oh, okay. Well, Michael, you're up next.
I try.
Okay. What's the question? Okay, I read that question already. I really need to do this. Alright, here we go. For you, Michael. Besides Black Ops, what other games intrigue you?
Oh, God.
Black Ops.
You need a list.
Just give us the top two. I'm afraid.
Well, here lately, I've been playing Diablo 3 demo on the console.
Because we're poor and can't afford the actual game.
Hey, I got the $100 friggin' collector's edition on the PC up there, thank you.
Can't wait, but she hasn't.
I blame online servers.
No, you just blame the laptop.
No, the laptop I know can run it because I can play League, and League looks better than Diablo 3 half the time.
Alright, I'm going to transform one of my questions for you, Parker. All right. If you were trapped in a prison,
just a girl.
If you were trapped in a Korean prison, if you had to eat Tiffany to survive, would you eat Tiffany? So it's either eat Tiffany or die.
Wait, I wasn't paying attention to the question. What kind of what?
Korean.
A Korean prison.
I was stuck in there and had to eat my wife.
Who?
Survive? Would I do it? I don't know what.
Oh, yeah, this was that Rainbow Dash question that you asked, got yesterday.
Yeah, I'm not going to ask that question. No,
Who asked me? Ask me!
Okay, Tiffany, you answer for Michael.
No, I missed the other question that y'all didn't want to answer. I was like, ooh, ask me, ask me!
That was the question.
Would you eat Rainbow Dash if you had to?
Yeah. I would not eat Michael. Michael, what would your answer?
I was going to say no, I'd let you eat me so you
can
do it. Oh. Well, I'm not going to do it. We're both going to die.
But
if we're going to die, we're at least going to die together.
We'll eat the other guy himself.
All right.
It's a Korean. It's a Korean. So there's someone else in there. We'll eat that guy.
There's a girl. Okay.
Just bring enough cigarettes with you. I mean, that's like the national prison currency. Enough of those, and you won't need to eat anybody.
Yeah, there's only one problem. I would smoke them all before
exactly.
I could actually pay
if
them.
Well, you know what? It's prison. You're supposed to learn self-restraint there.
All right, Garrett, these two are for you. All right, this person knows you work at Walmart because you said it on a previous podcast. But are you allowed to say where you work at? Like, what department? On this podcast.
I don't see why not.
I wouldn't see why not.
I stock shit. I put up the boxes and make sure everything goes where it's supposed to.
At least you don't stock dog food.
I still do. I do everyone else's job. I stock.
I feel your pain, bro.
I stock. I bin everything in. I do maintenance. I do everything. They overwork me.
We have some fucked up viewers looking at these questions.
I love every one of them.
Garrett, this one's for you. I honestly don't know if this is a girl or a guy. Megan? Well, it has to be a girl.
I've never heard of a guy named Megan, so yeah.
Are your lips...
New song.
Are your lips soft, Garrett?
Soft and juicy.
It's fabulous! Alright.
Which I really wish I would have you, Alan, with all that glitter on your face the other day.
Whoa, Alan, what'd you do?
It's my Pharaoh hat. You guys all remember my Pharaoh hat?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was wearing it, and I got a whole shitload of gold dust on me.
And it would not come off.
I was bringing sexy back.
Did it look like you just got back from a strip club?
Yes, it did.
It looked like he got back from a strip club, except he had his head turned to the left the entire time.
Shake that booty in my left. Shake that booty.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Next, I guess this question is for me. All right. If I could sleep with any celebrity, who would it be and why? Thank you, guys. Before I could even mention the name, who sent the question? Well, Tyler, there's your answer, Carrie Underwood.
But why?
Why?
Yeah, why?
Fucking hot! My wife already gave me a hall pass if she ever came knocking on my door.
Everyone knows who mine would be.
Yeah,
sure. Homewrecker!
I don't know his name, so I'm just gonna call him Thor.
No, not Thor.
Okay. Who would it be?
That blows my mind. Everybody I know wants to sleep with Thor, and I'm just like, yes, I get it.
It's Gerard Butler.
Homewrecker?
Oh, that guy.
Oh, that guy.
What is the celebrity that you'll say, and then Michael will scream right after Homewrecker?
Well, actually, while I was over at Lauren's watching Brantley, while I was watching Gamer, oh boy.
There you were.
Hey, he's like topless, so when I mean topless, shirtless is what I meant.
Topless.
Oh, well, shirtless. Topless is for a term for a woman.
No, it's
a term for a guy.
Shirts are top.
Shirts are top.
Stuff are your bottom.
You don't know.
I do know. You don't know.
But anyway, I didn't break eye contact.
Hey, don't worry, Michael. I've been in your position. Nikki's my wife's the same way with whoever is on Magic Mike and he's on G.I. Joe.
Matthew McConaughey. Right,
Channing Tatum.
There you go.
So that's, No one likes Matthew McConaughey.
Matthew McConaughey is awesome. You shut up.
All right, next question for me and last question. What is my favorite pony? Pinkie Pie.
Fufflepuff.
Dude, man,
speaking of Fufflepuff.
Oh, cramp! Shit, cramp!
Alan, do you want to tell it or should I?
I didn't hear what you said. What'd you say?
Speaking of Fufflepuff, we have a story to tell them.
Oh, God. Did you kill Fufflepuff?
Yeah, you're a wizard yesterday.
I'm a wizard?
Yeah.
Okay, tell us the story.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead and tell them.
Okay. So I got the Diablo 3 demo on my Xbox, and Alan was over yesterday, and we wanted to test out to see if you could do couch co-op in the demo, which you can. So I played the Barbarian, he played the Wizard, those are the only two classes available to us in the demo. And he goes to name his wizard, and his wizard's pre-generated name is Hobblepaw. And we both looked at that, and we just went, Hobblepaw!
Apparently.
It was glorious.
It was glorious.
Of course, he got the name, you know, for obvious reasons.
Fufflepuff.
Hobblepaw. I quite enjoyed that pre-generated name.
I did as well. I did not see that coming.
And I slept through it all.
Yep.
I was back here, you know, doing stuff with my new phone, and I literally fell asleep holding it.
Like, oh, precious phone.
And then after I woke up and Alan was gone, I'm like, did I snore very loudly? And he's like, not really. I'm like, did I cough while I was sleeping?
You messed it.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
All right, this is for all of us. It is from... God damn, I need new glasses. What?
You wear glasses.
I need new glasses. It's from David. Besides Big Coffee, does everybody else in the group have a nickname?
Oh, God.
Yes and no. Because Parker's nickname is Parker, even though it's his real name, it's Parker.
I go by my last name, as opposed to my first name.
Yeah, and Garrett, we call him G-Man.
I call him Garrett.
Yeah, I call him Garrett.
Oh, I guess I'm the only one that calls him G-Man. And, well, we all know how I got my name, Ace.
I call G-Rod at work.
Corey, I call you Corey, and I highly doubt anyone else in this group calls you Ace.
Nobody it's going to catch on.
I call you Douche.
Asshole.
It's going to catch on. Give it time.
Well, Alan had the nickname. He was the Llama.
The Llama.
That's right.
Yeah, it didn't last too long. I think it was
about 2 or 3 years.
2 or 3 years, yeah.
Why did it last that?
I don't know. Get that, Billy. He said that Alan kind of resembled a llama back in middle school. And we kind of thought it went with it. So Billy still calls him that. Nobody else does. But.
All right.
Billy. Oh, my God.
All right, llama boy. There you go. Guess what day it is?
Okay.
Day?
Yeah.
Whoop, whoop.
That should be our intro every podcast. We always do it on Wednesday.
Yeah, we should.
Mike.
That should be our intro. I support this very, very much. Next podcast. Hump day. Whoop whoop. I'm sorry, I got that stuck in my head now.
Speaking of hump day, did you get the picture I sent you?
Yeah, I got the picture.
Oh, my.
Oh.
Have you submitted to a goat today, Corey?
Now my question is answered about what you posted that on Facebook. I know. Okay, I know why.
What?
Your Facebook post.
From last night?
Yes.
Yeah, Walmart disappoints me. For more reasons than the obvious now.
But, oh well, you know, crap happens.
Who has that on their shelf?
Walmart?
I mean, that's almost as bad as that freaking hunting thing that I saw called the cornholer. I just saw that and I was just like, I wouldn't even want to touch this, let alone hunt with it.
Yeah, I am corn. Hold on.
Like the butt be gone.
I am the great corn Julio. TP for my banner.
Calling you the great corn Julio. I would call you that.
Thank you. Thank you, Alan.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Very much. Would you like TP for my bunhole?
No.
Why not? Why no TP?
No.
I'm Paradox.
Paradox. What? What? Totally. All right, Michael.
What?
Let's dive into your Xbox news. Anything new? Yeah, I'm playing it.
Yeah.
I honestly didn't want to do the podcast.
Yeah.
I got sucked into it. It is so fucking fun.
What else?
Now, when you say that, do you mean sucked into the game? Or one of the
others
in the game?
What did you do? You hit a button and now there's an echo for everybody.
Oh, well, shit. I might have asked. Is it still echoing?
I don't hear it now.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't. It either.
Well, there's this little mic button I'm playing with up on the thing.
Well, stop doing it.
Here's advice, don't play with it.
input volume slider or whatever?
Yeah, stop that.
I don't want to stop it.
Yeah.
No!
We're going through shakes and you're just playing with it.
Pocket monsters.
No, stop it.
Yeah, other than Grand Theft Auto come out, anything else happened.
I don't recall seeing any news.
Diablo 3 came out like not too long ago, and that's about it.
Grand Theft Auto, I gotta admit, is fun. It is fun.
What do you figure?
New Armored Core next week?
Oh, yeah. What is it, 5?
It's an expansion to 5.
Oh, okay.
So, Alan and Tiffany.
Okay.
I mean, Michael and Tiffany.
Okay, I was just
that
saying.
That makes more sense.
I've never been...
Alan has told me why you guys have came up because that one day...
Okay, that sentence did not make any sense.
Yeah, I have to rethink this. When I got wasted and I sent you guys a picture of wood that I thought was really pretty...
No.
I came up with a wrong conversation on
that. When he got drunk.
Hey, Corey, I've told you this plenty of times because you keep texting me about it. You did not leave me a voicemail. You did not text me. You did not send me any pictures.
All I know is that I sent people... I don't know who I was texting.
Me, Caleb, and... I think Garrett, you got it too, didn't you?
What are we doing?
When Corey got drunk and he kept calling this tree really pretty.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and he thought he was killing beer.
Or like...
And then Alan told me that he came down to the hypothesis that it's all due to a gag gift I got a couple of years back from Nikki.
Cardboard cutout.
Yes.
Yep.
Hannah Montana.
Cardboard cutout of Hannah Montana.
Back then, she was hot. Now it's...
Back then, she was illegal. You go on.
Back then, she was still underage, and you were still over 18.
No, I was actually 18. No, wait, I wasn't. Never
okay,
mind.
So you're borderline illegal.
Hey, it's still illegal, no matter how...
No matter how you look at it.
You know, it was
I mean, how do you feel about her now that you've seen licking hammers and all that?
That video's fucked up.
I was watching Adult Swim last night, and during one of their bumps that they do... they had this picture of this pink tropical storm with Miley Cyrus's new hairdo on top of it in the troll face. And it was sliding off the screen, and like the text they had in the bump said that it says everybody stop following the media storm that's surrounding Miley Cyrus. It is now a tropical depression and it's Hades problem.
Oh, yeah. God, that's good.
Amusing.
Good job, Adult Swim.
It's it's one of those things. A lot of people wish our podcast, once again, guys, I don't know if you guys read it, the Twitter, but we had audio issues, and the audio wasn't picking up any of our voices.
Corey's fault.
How's it my fucking fault?
Because you're controller.
You know, did Alan tell you I'm not allowed back in Arkansas until I get rid of the Bane mask? When I told him he got it, he goes, "You're not allowed back in Arkansas."
Oh, yeah.
The Batman will get you.
That. Huh?
Probably the obvious reasons.
It's not like I would go over to Tiffany's house and flip a chair and you'd go total chaos and just walk.
Yeah, that was why I told you.
I still think we need Parker to do his little Batman idea at the car wash. Videotape it, put it on our
area. Go get like a Batman costume or whatever. You need to go like a car wash or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And you wait for somebody to pull into it, and like you're up inside the car wash, like the rafters inside.
Oh.
And when they pull in, like you just you hop down onto like the roof of their car and like look around all shady and then just run.
Don't forget to say, I am the night, as you run away.
Hey man, Halloween's coming right up. This is your perfect chance.
Do it, Michael. Do it. Record it, and I'll put it on our YouTube channel.
Oh, it's
Mrs. Owinger, I have to work on Halloween. I'm just going to go to a party.
Speaking of Halloween, we talked about wedding ideas yesterday, and Laura thinks we should do a Halloween-themed wedding where everyone dresses up in costumes, and Michael would be, Frankenstein?
Yeah,
that what it
Frankenstein.
I was going to be the bride of Frankenstein.
Pinkie Pie!
And Corey can be your valiant steed.
Yeah.
I will find a Pinkie Pie costume and I will wear it to your wedding.
Yeah, yeah. So I wanted to get everyone's input on this.
I think it's a good idea.
I like it.
Corey, I don't think was paying attention. He was too busy thinking of Pinkie Pie.
What?
Exactly.
What? I think it's a good idea.
Corey, I can barely hear you.
I think it's a good idea.
Stop playing with the microphone button.
You get really quiet and you get so loud. Echo with that.
Yes.
Okay.
Supposed to be a professional. Even though we have the lead professional of all of us in charge of recording.
Yes.
Well, I don't see you guys downloading the equipment.
I already have some shit on my computer. Alan, equipment, wait, with the Movie Maker?
No, it's Auto City.
I don't need Auto City, man. I do what I want.
Alright, next week, why don't you record the podcast?
I can try.
Why don't you record the podcast and edit it?
I will.
Alright.
Podcast I've ever had.
Alright, we'll let you...
Not only am I going to edit stuff out, I'm going to edit stuff in.
Alright, everybody, you heard this. Michael is recording the podcast next week.
Parker, can you add Wobba Fett into it?
I
just
totally
at one point, that's all I ask.
I will give you my password.
We have a conversation of Wobba
Fett. Wobba Fett.
Moment
silence
that we have.
Wow. Alright, and I'll even give you the password to my website, to the website, so you can post it on and it'll go on iTunes.
You don't have to do that. I mean, I probably could just email it to you or something.
Alright, you email it to me when you get it done. Alright, I'm looking forward to next week.
Oh, goodness.
It's gonna happen?
If it's better than mine, we'll let you record it and you can just send it to me after you edit it.
Alright. Our intro should be Welcome to Dingo and the Baby.
Prom Night Dumpster Baby. Okay. Well, I got a new ringtone.
I was gonna say, you ready for some Harry Potter trivia?
Ah, shit.
Corey decided to ask me and Alan
Alright. And they failed miserably, just to let you guys know. I never watched the Harry Potter series, and I'm about to get quizzed on it.
That's why we're asking the Harry Potter questions.
That's fine. Hey, at least I made it easy, and it's multiple choice, and I'm going to start with an easy one.
I don't need multiple choice.
Okay, fine. Here's the first question. Potion, or what is the potion for regrowing bones?
Bone meal?
Obviously, potion of regeneration.
Okay, here's the options. Bone grow, bone potion, skele potion, skele potion. No.
I'm going to go with bone grow.
Nope, you're wrong.
Damn.
Skele-grove.
Oh.
Everybody knows they use bone meal as fertilizer.
What color? Here's the next one. What color was Hagrid's umbrella wand? Brown, black, green, or pink?
I'm going to go with...
I know what you're going to go with.
Brown on this one.
Oh, man, he surprised me.
He did surprise me, but that's wrong. It was pink.
Green.
I should have gone with pink then, damn it.
I expect you to go pink because you're pony loving.
Yes.
And I was like,
just because I love ponies doesn't mean I like the color pink, even though Pinkie Pie is pink.
Like, they all have some pink in there somewhere, I'm sure.
Bubble Pop is pure white.
The Pony Land, huh?
Alright, next question.
Alright, next one. What Hogwarts house was Harry in? Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, Slytherin, or Gryffindor?
Gryffindor.
That's correct.
Ooh, that one. They're better than Gordon.
Okay, you should be able to get this one too. What creatures feed on positive human emotion or happiness? It's not Grumpy Cat.
It is Grumpy Cat.
I was going to say Grumpy Cat.
A phoenix, boggart, Grindylo, or dementors?
I'm going to go with creepers.
Okay, that wasn't an option,
what
so
is
no.
It is a good answer, though.
The dementors.
I forget what a Grindylo is.
Grindylo plant.
That's not a plant that screams.
That's the mandrake.
Yeah, the mandrake's a plant.
You're right.
I want to say Grindylow's like, no, that's...
Oh, you're not certain, Mr. Harry Potter.
Yeah, how do I know these answers are right?
Because I know they're right, because they told me what they were
because
when I looked
pulled them
off
the internet.
Oh, okay.
That joke's on you.
Oh,
okay.
I'll do a trivia next week.
Oh, yeah, what's your trivia?
I don't know, I'm going to find out.
All right. Sure or false?
True or false?
Everybody, it's going to be absurdly difficult trivia. I don't know.
True or false? Hedwig is
false.
The first chef in book 7.
Who, what?
Hedwig
the bird,
is the
first one to get killed.
Yes.
False.
You're wrong, it's true.
Who's Hedwig?
Harry Owl.
Oh.
Bird.
Bird!
Okay, how old does he have to be accepted into Hogwarts?
Okay, Corey, stop fiddling with the buttons, goddammit.
Yeah.
Okay, how old do you have to be to get into Hogwarts?
Yes. 12, 9, 10, or 11.
Oh, God, I'm going to have to go with 9 on this one.
You're wrong. It's 11.
11, damn.
Okay, what is Lord Voldemort's real name?
I don't know.
Albus Dumbledore, Salazar Slytherin, Marvolo Gaunt, or Tom Marvolo Riddle?
The second one.
Salazar Slytherin?
Yes.
You're wrong. It's Tom Marvolo Riddle.
Yes, one of the most prestigious wizarding schools in the world named one of their classes after one of the most horrible people.
Well, he did come from Slytherin, so I assumed...
He came from Slytherin. That's your first clue. He wasn't the original Slytherin.
He's an ancestor kind of person of Salazar Slytherin.
Okay.
Descendant. That's what I meant. Not ancestor. Descendant.
He's
my bad. Sorry.
All right.
That's why he can talk to snakes. Anywho. This one's good.
Hold on. So he can talk to snakes. Corey, do you know why Mr. Harry Potter can talk to snakes?
Because he has pig's mouth. A possum mouth. Or possum tongue, or whatever it's called.
Oh my God.
I don't think anybody knows what you're talking about. I don't.
Okay. This one's good. What shape is Harry's scar on his forehead?
Lightning!
Now, let me tell you the possible answers. A map of London's subway system, a cloud, a heart, or a lightning bolt.
Man, this one's hard.
It's a map.
I'm going to go with the lightning bolt here.
Ah, joke's on you. It's a thunderbolt.
Hell, not a thunderbolt. Magic missile?
Magic missile?
Yes.
Okay. I have 2 more questions. Professor McGonagall turns into what animal? A werewolf, a beetle, a dog, or a cat?
A cat.
You are right.
I got that one before she even listed like the answer when she asked me. She goes, Professor Herpes Erkenderp transformed into what animal? I'm like, is that professor a female? She goes, yes, I'm like cat.
Alright, this is a bonus question. It's not multiple choice.
It's worth 1 million points.
Alright, here we go. Give it to me, baby. Give it to me.
In movie, number 5, which is The Order of the Phoenix, what page does Snape tell Harry's Defense Against the Dark Arts class to turn to?
69.
42.
I'm going to go with page 50.
226.
You're all wrong. 394.
Why would anybody even know that?
If you paid attention or watched it as many times as I did.
Oh, wait, you didn't know what that one freaking mythical animal was. You're going to tell me you remember what damn page you told the class
they
to turn to at book 5?
They mentioned a Grindylow one time.
And they mentioned what page to turn to one time. And it was a random number that had no...
Well, it was very important because it dealt with werewolves. Because that's what. Did I say 5? Was it 5?
Oh, God!
That question was wrong. It was in number 3 because that's what Professor Lupin.
Alright, then I'm going to go with 340.
That question was wrong. They deceived me.
You're wrong.
Anyways, it was number 3, and that was the Prisoner of Azkaban.
Alright.
It didn't really make a difference because y'all were wrong anyway.
Alright. Yeah, I got a question for you about Harry Potter.
That's why I throw the million points, because there's no question. Like, guess any number between 1 and anything higher than that.
All right, I got a question for you.
What?
What is Harry's wand made out of?
do you know what that answer?
I know the answer.
Look at that,
it's a wizard.
I want to say it's...
Mahogany.
It's a phoenix feather. I don't know what the wood is.
Yeah, it's phoenix. It's half of a phoenix feather because Lord Voldemort also has the same phoenix feather. But I don't recall what the wood is.
Well, I guess you don't know much about Harry Potter.
What?
I guess you're wrong.
Oh yeah, then what is it?
I don't know.
He doesn't know, but he doesn't need to know.
I knew you wouldn't know that.
Just off virtue that you asked him a question about a random arbitrary number in a random arbitrary moment of a book. You know, as a serious question. He doesn't even need to know the answer to the question he asked you. He wants.
I do what I want.
Mm-hmm.
That's all
the trivia.
All right, I guess next week we are going
to
be trivia-ized.
Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Next week, I guess Parker's going to have questions for all of us.
I'm going to win. I don't know what they're going to be, but I'll figure out.
Just go on, like, Trivial Pursuit and just get, like, the hardest questions that they have.
No, it's going to be, like, book, movie, video game, related something. You know,
I got
that we all have in common.
I
don't know how to read.
Don't worry, I'll be speaking to questions too.
Do not worry, I will not text you the questions. It's like, what? What? Oh, I got a Twitter question, and I didn't know what to respond to it. It's from the same guy, it's from Justin. He wants to know, what's the longest running joke you guys have since we've known each other?
That's
relatively new. What's the longest running joke we've had since we've known each other? God, really?
Yep. It's been around a while.
I was gonna say the mannequin, but okay.
No, you're not editing that joke.
Oh.
I've got my Twitter account. I'll probably just kind of work.
I'm gonna have to probably edit that joke out.
What is the joke? I was being serious.
Exactly, and so were you.
No.
That's why you want to edit it out.
Nobody edits podcasts anymore.
Corey does.
I do.
Because certain people don't know how to stop saying certain words that I won't repeat.
God damn it. Let's go 1-2 podcasts in a row without saying it.
I believe that's the 7th or 8th podcast in a row I've mentioned.
I missed it. What happened? I've been here for the last 2.
Oh, nothing.
Yeah, we'll
not allowed to say. And it always happens.
God damn it! Well, that's the word.
We said it already. I clapped. You can edit it.
I was deleting it because I was on the process of sending it when you said
it. I didn't know.
Yeah, it's something that it's like, God damn it. Any other language is allowed, but that, you know, people take serious.
Shitball.
Nah, I said boobies or titties the one time, and you edited that out.
Because you said somebody was touching them.
Oh, that's bad.
Don't worry, you can touch mine in.
Gotta leave people thinking, you know.
Thinking what?
Whenever you edit stuff, we lose subscribers. Mm-hmm. See?
You know what you do, boy?
What?
Instead of editing the words out, you should just, like, bleep them with WAB effect.
Or objection. Phoenix Wright, objection.
Yeah, but that
is totally what you should do.
Or you just go with classics, just, you know, speak, which is always funny, too, if it happens in rapid succession.
I need to figure out how to figure out how to find the beep button on this, then. Okay, that was.
We can do a goat, that works too.
Do you love goats, Alan?
Submit to the goat.
Alan, can you find the hole?
Oh, Alan. I had to tell you something, Alan.
You have to say something? Go for it.
I had to tell you something, yeah. You should buy Diablo 3 on the PC when the expansion comes up.
Oh, yeah.
But I boycotted the PC version. Because it is evil.
But it's not anymore when the expansion comes up.
You mean they're taking the online requirement off?
No, that's still there.
He's
that
doing
okay, well, that's the whole reason I'm boycotting it on the PC.
Well, there's no way to take that one out. They don't got the manpower to spend the time to reverse that stupid idea.
Okay,
well, Alan,
what are they fixing with the expansion, though?
Well, what they're fixing is they're taking up the auction houses, both of them.
Oh,
thank God.
That's the whole reason for the online.
No, the entire reason for online was to stop
farming,
hacking, duping, stuff like that.
Yeah, because of the money version auction hacks.
Stop farming! Anyway.
Alright, I'm sorry.
Taking up the auction now. They are adding a new class, Force Paladin, kind of guy.
Something.
Get excited when they add the Necromancer back in like they should have.
We got the Witch Doctor, he's close enough.
No, it's not, damn it.
Zombies. Another big thing, though, is that now, after the expansion comes out, whenever you increase your Paragon level, which is a set of levels between 1 and 100,
uh-huh.
After you hit 60, which, you know, transfers to all characters, I think, you'll get attribute points to spend in strength, dexterity, intelligence, vitality, move speed, crit chance, attack speed, other things such as these.
Oh, so the thing that you got in every level from 1 to 99 in Diablo 2, we now get every so-and-so levels after 60.
You get every level after 60. And right now, Paragon caps at 100, but I think after the expansion, they're taking the cap completely off, so you'll have unlimited attribute points, essentially.
Well, it's a step in the right direction. I'll give them that.
What you want, in.
I do want it, yes. That you have to wait until you're level 60 is still kind of stupid, but I'll take what I can get.
I want the old days back in WoW where Parker throws axes out of trees and kills random level 1 through 12 noobs and getting mind-controlled and one-shotting Alan with the shield back.
We do not speak of those days.
Hey, have a good day.
Good time. Do I want to know?
Oh, it was a good time.
Oh, I guess Corey wasn't there for it.
Yeah, Corey wasn't there for it. I don't think we ever told the story on the podcast.
Yeah, we were all three of us. It was back when I like first started playing WoW with these guys. I was playing a Death Knight, of course. And we were all doing this little dungeon called Calling of Stratholme. Well, there's his boss, and it's just the three of us. Alan's a healer. I think Parker was a tank, and I was just going in there smacking anything I wanted to smack. Well, this boss mind-controlled people, so he mind-controlled me, my guy would run over and hit Alan, and then we'd just wait for it to run off. They did mind-control Alan, and we'd start beating up Alan, we're like, okay. And then, out of nowhere, Parker gets mind-controlled, I start hitting on him until it goes away, and Alan's like, I'm mind-controlled again. All you see is just Parker's charge over the shield, and I'm dead.
You just, like, cut out there for
a
moment.
Everybody just sort of cut out. What happened?
I picked him up on the audio.
Oh, well, of course you did. You're the one messing with the buttons.
I haven't touched. My hands are on my hips.
Well, as long as you guys know the entire story, I'm saying it's good.
Yeah.
We're good. Katalin shield bash equals dead.
Indeed.
Long story short.
I would just bubble us whenever somebody got possessed, so we wouldn't take any damage. I get possessed, everybody decides to one-hit shield bash me.
Yeah. Well, it's because, it's because you had to go, Alan.
I did have to go, yes, but still.
Yeah, you said that, hey, I gotta go, and this boss fight was taking a while, and you had to leave in an urgent manner, so I killed you.
So we ended it.
I ended it, and then we wiped and called it good.
Why'd you have to go, Alan? Do you remember?
No. I don't remember what I had for lunch yesterday. I'm not going to remember something that far back.
Alan.
By the way, it wasn't very good times.
Wow, I miss well. So, what the hell is that clicking sound?
That was me smacking my hand with a pencil. That's bored.
Are you
going to
get the console?
For the console?
Yeah,
I'm going to pick it up after I get Armored Core Bro today.
Alright, I'll be here.
Alrighty. Waiting. I'll pick it up, and then on my days off, I'll come get you, and we'll bring a couch co-op.
And free. I mean, hell, if Alan wants to. I don't know if you guys have the same days off as us. I don't think you do.
My days usually consist of either Monday, Tuesday, or Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Or Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
My days usually consist of being awesome.
I'm Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, so whenever you guys are ready.
Hell, you know, I mean, all three of us could do that. You know, you can couch co-op with four people.
Hell yeah.
We can just do it.
I'm not dropping GTA.
We didn't ask you.
We didn't invite you.
You assholes.
Go back to your couch.
We're going to be playing Diablo.
You assholes, I see how it is. Tiffany, they're being mean to me.
Okay.
She's like, I don't give a damn.
She's busy playing Kingdoms of War.
Tiffany. Put the phone down.
Hey! Shut up! Yeah. I had to make a new account because they said that I was trying to recover my big account on too many devices. So I'm back at like 00 and I named myself Big Coffee. And so now everyone is like, here, help me out, help me out, help me out. And then this EB epic battle that we were just in, I was the only one hitting it. So I'm like, you motherfuckers wanted me to help, and I'm the only one hitting it. You motherfuckers.
Okay, honey, you want to raise about a pound today?
I will. Right. So I just completed it. We're okay. So now I'm done.
You're in the clear, Parker.
Well, apparently the people that make that game, apparently, you know, playing their game on as many devices as you can is a bad thing. Somehow. I couldn't imagine why or how. But, you know, that'd be crazy. That's poor business shit thing. Dealing.
I kissed a girl and I liked it.
Put your finger in my mouth.
That was your finger, huh?
That's not a finger.
That's not a finger.
Alien.
No, every time I yawn, he always, like, goes in for the kill and, like, you know, tries to stick it in there, and he succeeded.
Whoa, we just called out here.
Other times, like, I'll get him and I'll bite him, and he'll go, ow! And I'm like, serves you right for putting your finger in my mouth. Sure.
So, Michael? Do you miss live?
I miss live?
Yes.
No. I don't have any games that I play online on there, so I'm not really.
I do.
She does.
I miss playing with Big Dog.
Big Dog?
Big Dog.
He misses all the guys flirting with her on Xbox Live.
No. Me and Big Dog always play zombies together, thank you very much.
You miss flirting with the guys while playing zombies.
Okay, it's just one person, and it's Big Dog.
She misses flirting with Big Dog. Thanks, Tom.
Don't worry, Parker. As long as Big Dog doesn't turn out to be Gerard Butler, I think you're safe.
Yeah. Even though Big Dog is very...
He's a very pretty man.
He's married with two kids.
He can go suck
it. I wouldn't ruin that.
Well, think about him.
Tiffany, are you becoming a homewrecker? Tiffany, are you becoming a homewrecker?
Am I a homewrecker?
Sure is.
That what you just asked me?
I guess she is a homewrecker.
Flirting with a married guy.
Have I ever cheated on you?
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. I heard some people say,
as long as dreams don't count.
Yeah. I won't live that down.
Oh, my God.
Nikki will not let me live that down.
Not even about you.
For some reason, every time I have a sexual dream, instead of Michael being in it, it's Alan.
Oh, yeah. I remember you telling me that. Alan couldn't find the hole. Alan... Don't worry. We will assist you when you get when you're losing your virginity. We will be.
You are allowed nowhere near me.
We're gonna smoke bomb commando roll in there. Make sure
you get the DC. You'll see us all go 1, 2, 3, go. Condom on, check. There's the hole. Poof. All right, we're out. I don't know. I mean...
Alan, can you concur?
Alan, how can you...
Concur or agree?
I hope to God, yeah.
I hope to God.
Alan, I do Nathan.
Don't do Nathan.
Okay, I'm pretty sure Alan will make it to even getting into a relationship before Nathan.
It's a statement that's like, duh.
I was about to say the same thing. It's a statement. Go, duh.
Does that count?
Huh?
Well, I guess the tan could count.
Nathan really needs to work on his skills talking to women.
Yes.
People skills in general.
Well, like, every time he talks about women, it's like, oh, they belong in the kitchen or, you know, things like that. I'm like, I'm sorry. You don't talk to women that way. I don't give a... Rat ass, who you are.
I don't know. I talked to Parker and he said the same thing about you, Tiffany.
Oh, asshole. I sure did.
You son of a bitch.
Tiffany's like, okay, how can I kill Corey now?
I was just giving him a very evil look.
You know what?
I know.
Or am I lying?
Or you to make some delicious food that I really enjoy.
I know.
That hamburger.
Tiffany cooks awesome.
Hamburger.
Yeah, see, at least Tiffany didn't say Alan's name out loud.
What? Oh, while I'm sleeping?
Yes.
Oh, Jenny.
I did that once.
Oh, Richard and Jenny, your comedy.
Do I want to know?
What a sweet ass.
I did that once, one day... during the morning, I was sleeping, and I said Roxanne out loud, and Nikki was awake. And Nikki goes, and to this day, Nikki will not let me live it down. She goes, well, I don't dream. I was like, you dream about other men. She goes, I don't say their names out loud. I'm like,
I think we should bring up the point of what Corey does in his sleep other than talk.
I think we are good on that. We don't need to tell other people.
Every time, like, Corey rolls over, he lets out this long ass, and it'll go on for, like, a minute straight before, like, he's completely rolled over and comfortable again. I'm like, God damn.
That's 420.
That's
421. Yeah, Parker and Tiffany learned that the hard way at the hotel.
And by the way, the first night that I was actually there, and like we were talking, through the iPhone in our little notes area. And when you did that, we literally had to cover our faces with pillows because we were laughing that bad.
Was it that good?
It was just, yeah.
Nice!
And then a little while later, an ambulance or a fire truck or something went by, and Michael said the thing, they got fucked up.
They got fucked up.
They got fucked up. What happened to that house? It got fucked up. Well, all right, everybody. I guess we're going to wrap it up for the podcast. Me and Garrett are going to stay on a little bit longer and talk about the comic book. But next week, remember, Michael is recording.
He's also giving trivia.
And doing trivia. And Wobble Fat. So next week, hopefully everybody will be here, and maybe it'll be calm and collective.
Had a monkey with boxing gloves with spikes on it called Bonkers.
Okay, that was out of nowhere.
All right.
But anyways, peace out.
Peace.
Bye, everybody.
Adios.
Adios, everybody. I'll be back. All right, Garrett, you there?
Yeah,
sir. All right, we're going to talk a little bit about our comic book. About 10 minutes about it. It's called Solus. I'm the producer, Garrett. Huh?
Solus.
Yes. Garrett's the co-producer.
Yeah, that's
pretty. Yep. It's about a war that broke out in between kingdoms. Monsters were created for us soldiers. And the war has ended. And my kingdom was destroyed in this war, and I make it a point that we outlaw these monsters. Well, we don't know who is still making these monsters and why, but they're getting stronger and more powerful. My character, her name is Destiny, and my character's name is Destiny, and Garrett's character's name is Sidon. We each all have our own weapons. Garrett's is a trident / scythe.
No.
Yes.
Here.
That's the way I drew it.
I don't like this freaking whatever the hell that thing you just said is called. Trident. Yeah, that thing. I don't like those.
With a spear? Don't you like spears?
I like spears, but
okay,
I like
that's what I meant. Spears.
Yeah, spear, sure.
Okay, a spear slide.
Difference.
Mine is gauntlets that cover up my fists, and they transform. Like, we slowly learn that we can use life force as power attacks.
Woo, to kill myself.
Like, my weapons transforms into a fist, but I can also transform it into, you know, me holding two swords. But I'm preferably hand-to-hand combat. But, other than that, we'll get into more detail next week. But that is all about our comic book. Everything that has been said from me, when me and Garrett said this is Solus, has been copyrighted by Corey Taylor. If you do not believe me, please go to CrescentMoonComics.com. That is copyrighted. If you have any messages for us, for the podcast, or if you would like to hear something about the comic book, please email me at CoreyTman@Yahoo.com. All lowercase, no space. Or you can check me out on Facebook. Facebook/CoreyTman. Or follow us on, you can follow me on Twitter, DMC, capital letters, DMC, bubbles, lowercase. Or follow, Crescent Moon Podcast at Twitter. Well, that is it for us today. We will be back next week with more details. But we are still looking for publishers, so if anybody is interested, please let me know through email. Well, thank you very much. Peace!
Laters.